Can you feel it? Halloween is nearly here. Coming up on today's show, our final Ohio Haunt update of the season. From the Haunted Attraction Network, I'm Philip. And before we get to the Ohio Haunt update, Daryl has the final news segment of the season. But don't worry, this isn't the end. We'll be with you every day through Halloween. In fact, we have some extra special episodes coming up. All right, Daryl, what do we need to know today?
You've heard us talk about how we have to pivot our haunted houses, but it's also important to keep yourselves in the mind of your customer or your fans throughout the full year. Rutherford Manor, located in Edmonton, Alberta, has done a really good job of this. They're a for-charity haunt. They support the Edmonton Food Bank and the Second Chance Animal Rescue Society. Normally a home haunt walkthrough with admissions by donations to the charities, this year they've had to switch to a yard display. But for a few years, they've actually been keeping in the eyes and the minds of their customers and fans. Within the haunt, they've got several persistent characters, and you may actually have ran into Lilith and Nox yourselves if you've attended a different haunt conventions. And these characters have been developing a fan base. Over the last couple of years, their marketing team came out with some new ideas for the Rutherford Manor universe. Preston Wasiak has been working with artists and writers to manage multiple books, including White Hand, with their Amazon Kindle version currently ranked in the top 50, plus number 2 in action thriller fiction, suspense action fiction, and some other categories that they're listed in. In addition to other Rutherford Manor Haunt universe books written by Con Lavery, they've also have artwork, merchandise, including custom creations like purses and wallets, a graphic novel, and a card game. It's a brilliant use of keeping their fans involved all year long. Is this something that your haunt characters could do? For more info on the home haunter scene, listen to the Wednesday's broadcast.
Thank you for being with us all season, Daryl. And now, on to our final Ohio Haunt update. Okay, so this is your last update before the sacred day.
You know what makes it even better? It's actually my birthday on Halloween. So.
What?
No,
how did I not know this?
It's one of those things that by the time you figure that out, a lot of people are like, there's no way. There's no way that you are also born on Halloween. And then there's a subset of people who are like, well, no wonder you're way into haunted houses and Halloween and everything. Like, absolutely.
Yeah, those people are like, suddenly it all makes sense.
It suddenly makes sense. No wonder you're so ugly. I've heard it once or twice. But no, Halloween, looking forward to it. In Ohio, I've been getting some updates. Fearfield out in St. Clairsville has been having a wonderful year. Fearfield wanted me to explain that they have a special Halloween event where people are able to come dressed up in costumes. Now, it's an outside trail, but on October 31st, there's going to be this big, beautiful orb in the sky, a full moon. And your only way to get through the trail is by moonlight for that night. Mm. Very creepy concept to me because I've been there. And, you know, it's pretty dark already. So the idea of only being so they're going to turn off the rest of their lights and you're only going to be able to make it through moonlight. So very cool setting. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see how that goes. No lights, moonlight only. So have fun with that. Fearfield in St. Clairsville, Ohio. I heard from the Mohican Haunted Schoolhouse out in Perrysville, Ohio. They've been having near sold out events on most nights. Many people have been enjoying the haunt and seeing the way that they're spacing people out. He sent me a photo of what their queue looks like. These people are extremely spaced out in there. Not only that, the queue line is completely indoor. So, you know, luckily their guests didn't have to deal with the rain this last weekend outside. They got to be inside. So, you know, that's fantastic for them. They also reversed the way that the house goes this year. So, time ticketing has allowed them to have their show move extremely smooth. So Mohican Haunted Schoolhouse out in Perrysville, Ohio, also having a fantastic year. And I also heard from Wells Township Haunted House out there in Brilliant, Ohio. They have had a tremendous turnout, and they're very happy with how this year has been going. So Wells Township Haunted House out there in Brilliant, Ohio, all the way out in the east, I'm going to be looking into haunted houses that are going to be opening in November. So Terrortown is going to have a fantastic event on November 14th. The Haunted Honeymooners are involved with it, and it's called Frightenly Metal Fest, where Dying Oath is going to come and perform along with three other bands. Dying Oath, then The Sky Falls, Midnight Massacre. Lots of bands are going to be there. Terrortown out there in Williamsburg, Ohio. Checking them out. That's their last weekend, I believe, is November 13th and 14th. And the 14th is going to be when they're having a lot of music. So be sure to check that out. The Dent Schoolhouse in Cincinnati, Ohio is going to have a Lights Out event for November 6th and 7th. Lights, they turn off all lights except for the exit signs. I got to keep the exit signs on. But you go through with a glow stick. It's extremely different going through Dent Schoolhouse while the lights are out. And there are still monsters in there waiting for you. They also had a successful Lights On event of this last Sunday where the kids came by. It was actually really fun because the actors who were in different stations had to come up with clever ways to distribute the candy to the children safely. Some of them were using fishing lines. Some of them were using tubes. Some of them were using spider webs. It was very interesting. And the kids came in costumes. They had a lot of fun, took pictures with some of the actors. It was a great time. So Dent Schoolhouse having a great weekend. Going to have Halloween weekend that's coming up, and then the Lights Out event in November, as well as a Friday the 13th event on November 13th. In addition, Terror Maze, as I mentioned in the video last week, they will have a Lights Out event November 6th and 7th, so make sure you check them out as well. So not much as far as news goes, but I did get to travel a little bit this week. I went and checked out the Black Cat Crossing in Columbus, Ohio. Ryan Greger and Kelly Greger put on an amazing display. It's, you know, beautiful. They put up this whole fence. They have tombstones. These tombstones are homemade. They have props that they've made, a giant carriage with a little funeral scene inside of it. It is a beautiful thing, and I'll be hopefully able to post a video on that. It's just beautiful. And the great thing is, while we were there, all these kids in the neighborhood and their parents were coming up just to check it out. So I'm there trying to take photos and videos, and then these kids are there seeing the place. So it's just, you know, it was great to see that kind of spirit happening there. So Black Cat Crossing in Columbus, Ohio, find their Facebook page. Fantastic place. I also got invited to visit Phobia Haunted Trail out in Caledonia, Ohio. I went on an off night, and they had a couple character, like people dressed up as characters. I met Schizo the Clown. That dude is freaky, and there may be a video with that where you can see how freaky he is. Phobia Haunted Trail is a unique place. It's actually an eco center. Like, it's called Eco Center, and what it is, it's an outdoor education place where kids come. They learn about nature and get an education. They can learn all kinds of stuff out there, and they did the Haunted Trail about 6 years ago to, you know, have a little extra money in the off season while people are not coming there. And it's just blown up. They almost peaked over 1,000 people on Saturday. So they're like, they've never expected having just a little side thing turn into what it's turned into. So Phobia Haunted Trail, congratulations on having such a successful season. It was great visiting it. You know, check out the video when it's posted. So that's what I have this week. You know, a little bit of rain, but we're getting towards the end, and you know, a few trickling off November events are here and there.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we will catch up with you after the Halloween season. So make sure to enjoy this last week and then get some rest.
I'm trying to get some rest, but you know, Halloween's coming. A lot more work to do still.
Halloween is coming. Indeed. Yes. All right, that's it for today. If you have news, please send it to us at philip@hauntedattractionnetwork.com. And please, please rate and review us and send this to a friend and tell us if what we are doing here every day is helpful to you or not.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network production.